بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers and sisters, welcome back to the After School Tower podcast. السلام عليكم تحمل انصاد ويو منسين.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Are you telling me? Good yet?
Bro, it's been a while. I asked you first, bro.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Bro, you know what's annoying, yeah? When you ask someone like, "Yo, what are you saying?" Yeah. And then they go, "Yo, what are you saying?" Like, bro, that's answer the question hype, first.
It's the mystery.
Yo, it's the mystery, bro. Just arrived. But yeah, anyways, it's been a while since we did an episode, man.
Like, annoying it.
I feel like we say that every episode now. Yeah. Like, we come on and we're like, yo,
it's been a while. Yeah,
back in the days, back in the utes. That was when we did our last episode, bro, basically.
What, last year? Last episode was last year.
Oh, it yeah, it's been a year since you do our episode, bro. Yeah.
That is mad.
Yes, dude, oh, yeah,
this is the first episode of 2021, then. That's mad.
Ooh.
Happy New Year to everyone, I guess.
Right?
Yeah, Happy New Year to everyone. You know, hopefully it's going to be a better year than last year.
Inshallah.
What did we talk about last time?
You know? Talked about superficial relationships and meaningful connections.
Yes, that was mad.
Jeez.
About okay, real meaning of love and stuff like that as well, I think.
Yeah, well, I need to listen to that podcast, man. I need to listen to that episode.
link.tr.ee/afterschooldawa. And
why not just go on youtube.com/afterschooldawa?
Well, that's not our URL. We don't have a custom URL, unfortunately.
Well, can't I just listen to it on like Spotify and stuff?
You can just listen to it on Spotify if you want. Yeah.
Is
it on Instagram?
I feel like you relate to the guys as well. I feel like you'll relate to
that's
a lot.
Mad. Are they on like iTunes as well, bro?
They're on iTunes, bro.
They're on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Apple Music, everything, man.
If you follow them on Instagram, Muhammad, bro, you might get some serious stuff going on. If you follow them on Instagram, you know.
Bro, I don't know. He sounds a bit like a waste man, innit?
He's a bit of a waste man, but that's why he reminds me of you, innit?
But yeah, anyways, we don't want to be here all night. But yeah, so for the people that are watching, JazakAllahu Khair for tuning in to today's episode. It's been a while. We did say that we're going to have a bit of a break because of exams and stuff that all three of us had during this time period. And I'm sure that a lot of you guys had exams as well that are watching this. Like, and I hope your exams went well too. But yeah, alhamdulillah, our semester one finished. You know, we got that little break as well afterwards for like a week or so, and now we're kicking it with semester two, inshallah, going ham. Okay, halal ham, of course.
Ham. Turkey ham.
Turkey ham. Exactly. Is there any other form of ham? Is it just turkey ham?
I think it's turkey. There's turkey bacon.
I feel stupid for asking that.
I think there's turkey ham too.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, no.
You know what I mean? Like, is it like? Can you get like?
Oh,
like
I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. He's talking about like, alright, so you got pig ham, you got turkey ham, is there any other kind? I don't know. It might be.
What is ham?
Bro, I feel like ham is just.
I think ham is a certain part. Like,
we're going too deep in today's episode. Too deep. It's too early, bro. 2021 just started, bro.
I'm done. Ham isn't a cut. I'm pretty sure it's not a cut. Nah.
I think no, it is remember, a cut, is it not?
No. Cuts are like T-bones and then shanks.
I feel like a ham is... Because it's always the same sort of... Well, is it not like a pot, bro? Well, not like a ham, bro.
Because you can get halal hamburgers, right?
Bro, so what is the ham? Like, what part of the animal is it, usually?
I mean, let me look this up. This conversation is so interesting already.
Yeah. Bro, I'm just curious now.
What is ham? Ham is pork from a leg cut that has been. Is it from the hamstring?
No, I swear you can have
from like the hamstring.
That has been preserved by wet or dry curing, with or without smoking.
Oh right. Oh, I guess
this
bacon
has just
is
turned
different,
into after school hour cooking, man.
Yeah, okay. So I think you can have turkey bacon, maybe not turkey ham. Then I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say. I've never. turkey ham didn't
Yeah, I've never
bacon,
heard of
bacon. No, bro, like you can have turkey ham, because you know when they have like ham and pineapple on pizza in like halal shops.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can have ham. Bro, any white people, listen to this. Let us know.
White.
Any reverts. Any reverts.
Or just anyone that knows.
Any of your non-Muslims.
Anyone that knows.
Any of your kuffars.
No,
there.
If you know and you're a Muslim. It's a bit sus, bro.
So I think it's the way it's made. It's
you're sad, bro. Stop exposing my breakfast. How are you?
Interesting. Anyway. Yeah, when all those protesters raided the White House, you seen that?
Mm.
That was mad.
Wow, man. You know what? It was shocking because people were pointing out that, like, if it was black people,
yes.
If, bro, honestly, the entire, like, army would have been there, bro. The military would have been there. Everyone would have been shooting, like, rubber bullets, tear gas, this,
bro,
that.
Bro, it's because they all knew anyway. It's not like they didn't know before then, and at that point. They know that we know that they know. Like,
they know, yeah,
now
yeah.
We know that they know that they need to do something. Nice. You get me? Before then, they already knew. Like, you get what I mean, Tamid? You get what I mean? Innit?
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
Nah, it just shows the inequality and how they treat with it, innit? They treat with the situation.
And, like, even the way you tweeted about them, or some people...
It's just because they knew they don't care about the situation. They just care about how we're going to react to the situation. That's what they deal with it in the first place. Otherwise, they already knew about all of this with Trump, bro. They didn't care whilst he was president.
Yeah, that's true.
They're like, yo, you do you, bro. You do you with all your...
I mean, what was surprising to me was that, you know, as soon as he was, like, basically about not to be president, literally every single social media platform just wiped him off, bro. It was like Facebook said you're gone, Twitter said you're gone, Reddit said you're gone.
He got banned from everywhere, right?
He got banned from everywhere, bro.
Listen, Mr. Trump, if you listen to this podcast, listen... If after school Dawa had like a Twitter or something, we wouldn't ban you from it. Don't worry, stay on it, bro. Don't worry.
Yeah, we need.
If we own Twitter, we would have banned you, bro. We'd ban you. We'd like.
Nah, bro. You'd be an advertisement for us, bro. Like, lucky, like for me, and I don't use Twitter.
Yes.
But I feel like the only reason I would have ever used Twitter was probably because of Donald Trump. You know,
bro, we're gonna get flack for this, but honestly, I think like, bro, he changed Twitter like proper. Like, he was the first president to actually use like social media to such high level, right?
I rate that. Like, there's so much, like, you can't rate about Donald Trump, but you have to be able to rate that. Like,
although I think it wasn't him though. It was probably his marketing team or social media team in it. But they did a flipping good job of like making him stand out on the platform, because everyone's like, if you agree with him or disagree with him, doesn't matter, you were following him.
Obviously I'd expect it to be someone else that is doing it, like their account, but the actual tweets are so damn stupid, bro. Like, I feel like it's not possible that someone who's doing it as a job, getting paid, will make it that stupid purpose.
But imagine how much they were getting paid, bro. Like, possible, literally tweeting for the president.
Yo, trust me, man.
They must have been making back.
You ever think they just read over what they tweeted?
It's so... You say you're lagging, innit? As long as you're recording from your side, it should be okay.
Yeah, sure, I'm still lagging.
Because you're recording local, innit? So
I'm still lagging. No.
Yeah. What were you saying?
I'm still lagging. Can you hear him?
Well, I think he's lagging.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, we can hear you. Hello?
Okay, wait, I'm back.
We can hear you, bro. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Okay, there we go.
Okay, finally. Bro, I said that about 5 times. Like, why is Sad not answering me, man? never mind. I forgot where it was. It's kind
of right. Yeah, what were we saying? Yeah, so his marketing team must be like doing like on, but now they don't have jobs, so I don't know if they transferred over to the Biden thing. But about Biden, I want to ask you guys: do you guys think, like, in terms of foreign policy, he'll be any better than, you know, any of his predecessors?
I was told he'd be a lot worse than Trump. Mm. But I don't know anything about politics too much myself, so I can't say. But from what my sisters told me and what other people told me, like, Biden's actually worst for Middle East specifically, but he's actually worse than Trump. But for his own country, it'd be better and stuff. Like
yeah,
that.
I agree.
Well, again, that's how it is.
I think it's
that's
the complete opposite of Trump. Like Trump, to me, like Trump really didn't really care about anyone outside of the US except the big players like China, right, and Russia. And then Iran was like, you know, he was having a little spat with Iran, but they weren't that big of a threat, I think. Like, in terms of, like, you know, like, Trump was just trying to show how macho he is, innit, to Iran, really. But in terms of actual threats, I don't think he really cared. Like, in terms of threats, I think he cared more about China and Russia. So he cared more about, like, the US's position, right, in the world. But I think, or, like, he cared more about, like, America being, like, a big power and him being the leader of it, right?
Yes, pretty much.
But in terms of Biden, I think in terms of like domestic policy within the U.S., like he's already brought around a lot of change, reversed a lot of change that did a lot of harm for a lot of people. Like the immigration policy, i.e. the Muslim ban, right, from certain countries, that's like lifted now. I think it's been lifted now at least. He's implementing better healthcare systems for Americans. What else was lifted? Oh yeah, the Dreamers thing, the Dreamers regulation, forgot it was what it was called, Dreamers? The official name. Yeah, basically these I think the kids of immigrants or something like along those lines that came, I don't know when, like I think it was early 2000s or somewhere, basically a time period where these kids were basically like settled in the US in it, but they didn't have like proper citizenship or whatever. And then Trump was like, yeah, we're going to kick them out of the country. So he implemented rules that were like, yeah, we're not going to give them citizenship, they're going to leave the country. But Biden's reversed that and he said, no, we're going to give them all citizenship in due time. So, you know, in terms of domestic policy, he's improving the US's position. And I think it could be really good, you know, in the next 5 to 10 years for US to actually become like a place where Muslims can actually go to do tourism again, right? Because right now I really don't want to go to the US. Like, apart from it, apart from it being like very like anti. Not every American is like this, of course. But you know, generally when you go to the US, you hear a lot of situations where like you get patted down more, you get looked at more. This that right? There's more of a like a kind of sentiment there, right? Anti-Muslim sentiment there. Which is everywhere, but I feel like it's more kind of obvious. And also, there's just the threat of like walking around at night. It's like not safe anywhere. So yeah, it's just right now. I don't want
to. I feel like that's anywhere in the world, to be fair.
Yeah, true. Walking, but I mean, like, bro, like imagine like I've heard stories of like people going around LA at night near like the popular like tourist hotspots, and they walk into a street, and there's like you know, or like when they're going to New York, and they go like from Times Square to somewhere else, like just a few like you know. A couple of like I don't know miles or whatever, not even miles, but like a bit of distance away from Times Square or the main tourist hotspots, and you just see like garbage everywhere. You see like you know, people doing drugs, people selling drugs, or like you know, gangs or whatever hanging out, and it's just like it's so divided, right? The entire country is so divided, and there's such such an inequality that I think it's not the best place to be right now, even as a tourist, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And plus with all that corona as well, they've got like the highest. They've got the highest rates of corona in the world.
Yeah, true.
Do they?
No.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, yeah. By far.
I mean, it's not too surprising. It is a big country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
like, compared to like the UK, and it's a small island.
True. But I mean, like, both. Think of it, like, you know, you have so many billions upon trillions, actually, of dollars to do this type of stuff, you know, to help out your citizens. But yeah, they're not doing anything with the, like, I don't know how much of their money, but I'm pretty sure a large majority of the money still goes to the army. Like, what's the army still doing that they need that money? You know what I mean? Like,
we need our nukes in it. So,
like, they already have a massive stockpile of nukes, bro. They could use to wipe out like a lot of countries, right?
You know what my dad told me, bro? You can never have too many
nukes.
You can never have too many nukes, you know.
Tell them.
Yeah. What do you guys think of like you know, the what was I gonna say? I forgot. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
About your new haircut. It's pretty bad, can't lie.
Well, I've been cut in a while, actually.
You know, let's be honest, bro. Let's be honest right here, man. So I never had a good haircut, bro. Come on.
Wow.
Ouch, you went there.
Wow. You know what? I'll agree with that.
I mean, I can't really speak when I get a haircut.
So your haircut is like the default haircut in the game, bro. like, for the main character.
Mine, that is.
Why is that true?
Yours, bro.
Yours,
mine.
Yours, yeah.
You know, I can't, bro, my hair is just so bad. Like, I went to the barbers one time, and he was like, bro, your hair is just so, like, rigid and like it's not malleable, it's not you know, it's not adjustable,
bro. Even the barber's like, yo, this ain't my job.
I don't get paid enough for this.
Like, he was trying to style my hair with gel or whatever. He's like, bro, it's not working, like, it's not, I don't know what. And it's true, it's like my hair doesn't anyway.
that is jokes. Yeah, I feel sorry for your barber, man.
Nah, it's not coming.
For me,
it's,
man, I haven't had a haircut in time, bro.
I know.
So you should grow your hair out long. Very long. Like,
I can't, bro. I get clowned on by my mom. They're like, my mom and dad, they're like, bro, it looks like you're wearing one of those Mexican hats, bro.
Yeah, but they won't stop you, though. They'll just clown you.
I wonder what Saad would look like with long hair, though.
I feel like
I would like it, so, but I think like managing it, you know, it would be like a big effort, you know.
I feel like we'll just have to see him, bro. I don't know if he looks sick or not.
Oh yeah, no, I can imagine what you look like. What? It depends.
Nah, it's the same with any guy, to be fair. Like, if I imagine any guy with long hair, like, if in my head I'm like, okay, Tappen with long hair, he probably look like a girl, bro. Like, I'll probably think that anyway.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, but what's your definition of long? Like, to the shoulders?
Like, his one.
Because to me, like, Ahmed's hair is long.
Yeah, my hair's always at this length and long.
Yeah. Like, I would like...
Oh, Ahmed has long, but Ahmed doesn't have long hair.
Yeah, it's
yeah, I know,
long,
but, like,
if
I was thinking of, like, me having long hair, I think of, like, what Ahmed has, which is, like, it goes down to his nose or whatever.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Remember when I grew in quarantine, it went down to my chin, past my chin.
Did
that
it
was
actually...
Sick.
Huh? I would grow it if I lived alone.
I mean, Ahmed suits his hair length, because he's got,
I think,
like,
it's covers his face,
stuff,
bro. Like, his face is, like, you know, his face isn't small like mine, and it's not small and, like, circular like mine.
Oh yeah, Saad, if it was your face, it would cover the whole thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Legit.
Ahmed covers half his face, bro. He's still got the emo face going on. But the thing is, it suits Ahmed, bro. The look suits Ahmed.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, anyways, what were we talking about?
we were talking about
we went from Donald Trump to Saad's
foreign
hair.
Policy, mad. Yeah, but I don't like talking about politics, and that's why I don't know anything about it, so I can't really talk about it. No,
what have you guys
boring.
Been doing since the new year? Any new year resolutions or any of that?
What's that?
You know, at the start of the year, they're like, oh.
Obviously,
what's the new year?
Wait, were you really about to explain it? Or what?
Well, I mean, bro, there's some people out there that don't know the alphabet yet,
year.
So I'm like, okay, listen.
Yeah, maybe.
You say
maybe.
That you're going to do a few things, you do it for a month, and then you stop.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, I mean, that's not how it's supposed to be, right?
Just because of Corona.
Wait, is it not? I thought that is how it's supposed to be, bro.
Nah, that's just a meme, innit? Like, and when New Year's resolutions, like, when people actually do it, I think they just do it half-assed. Like, they can't be asked committing it to for the rest of their life, or at least for the period of time they said they were gonna. So they just do it for, like, a couple of years. Like, this is why, like, sometimes I hear, like, you know, like, bodybuilders and, like, people that go gym often. They'll just stop coming in January because it's so packed.
Yeah. And it gets packed in January.
Exactly. And then they'll just come near the end of January and it's completely empty, like it was before.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Like December
there's only a few
and
people.
February, exactly the same, bro. Mm-hmm. It's just January that goes a bit higher.
But like, did you guys...
I mean, I wouldn't say it's because of the fact they can't be asked in it. I think it's more of the idea, like, you know, at the end of December, for example, you're very highly motivated to change your life or whatever. And then you make these big resolutions, like really big resolutions, like, yo, I'm going to completely stop this or something. Like, let me give you an example, yeah? Let's say there's a guy who smokes cigarettes, innit, right? And he's been smoking it for years. And he's like, yo, I got a New Year's resolution. I'm going to stop smoking cigarettes this year. It's like, yo, congratulations. Well, that's like a very big task, innit?
Yeah.
And that's what tends to happen. Like, they'll give themselves, like, a really big goal or something. Obviously, they won't be able to complete it like that, innit? You know, so you need smaller goals. And then when you have smaller goals, like, you need to be able to keep that motivation going, innit? So, usually
especially
that indicates, innit?
Mm-hmm. I think you just have all that energy, like you said, innit? The motivation near the end. And then I didn't mean in the sense that they don't put enough effort into it. I meant in the sense that, like, what you're saying, is that they don't think of a resolution properly in it. Like I got this post not too long ago by my friend, and in the video I just watched a bit of it, and it was basically saying like people basically get overconfident, right, and think of themselves more than what they are and what they can achieve. And so when they get to that level, they just end up, you know, being like, oh, this is too much for me. I can't be, you know, I clearly can't finish this. So they just give up entirely. Or what it becomes is like, okay, I'm going to do 20 minutes each day, but then they miss a day. So it becomes 40. They're like, okay, I'll do 40 now, right, today. But then they miss that. So it becomes like 60 and so on and so forth, right? It just keeps compiling over and over. Mm-hmm. So what he said in the video, he was said, you know, make it something like really, really like go down to like the basics, like 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Like, really, like literally, like there's no excuse for you to be able to not put 2 minutes. Yeah. It's like 2 minutes is such a short amount of time that you could literally do, like, you know, do it whenever. Like, yeah. You spend longer, like, I don't know. What's a really short thing?
Brushing
your teeth. Yeah. You probably spend more time brushing your teeth.
You spend 2 seconds brushing your teeth, Ahmed.
Yeah, I've got an electric toothbrush, right? I bought it recently, not too long ago.
Oh, legit.
Yo, they're so good. I've never tried one, man. I'm not even lying. Like, I use a normal brush, and the feeling you get after using an electric one is completely different.
Does it not give you, like, a headache or whatever? I don't know, it's the
apparently
vibration.
Like, it's good because, you know, it goes in, like, that sort of pattern that it needs to go in. And it does it for all your teeth. One of the biggest problems, like, with New Year's resolution is the fact that it's a year thing, right?
Yeah.
So you tell yourself, yo, I'm going to, like, pretty much going off what Sod's saying in it, like, I'm going to do this and that. But clearly, it's like a guarantee that you're going to fail at least once, right? What happens with a New Year resolution is, like, as soon as you fail, you're just there, like, I'll do it next year, innit? Mm. I've already failed. I've already lost, so I'll do it next year. That's why, like, with the gym example, and that's why the gym always gets packed in January. But by February, bro, like, they miss that one leg day, bro. They're like, ah, yo, I can't do this anymore, bro.
That's true, you know? Yeah.
Like, that's why, like, let's say having like a weekly resolution or something is probably a better shout. You know, firstly, like, when you say a year, you know, just saying a year already adds on that anticipation. Right, and it already makes it sound like it has to, it already makes it sound like it has to be something big in it, because if you're going to spend a year doing it, it has to be big, you know? So you already have to choose something big, and then it's got a high anticipation, and then you start it, bro, you make that one mistake in it, and then you just like, ah, can't do it, bro.
That's kind of the mentality
it builds up in it.
You're putting so much mental effort into something.
That being said, is there a way to do it that's good? Like, that's actually 100%.
Like the method, like that guy was talking about, 2 minute method. I think that's like really useful for a lot of people, because it's not something like, okay. So a lot of people find excuses for themselves in it, but in this situation, like, you can barely. There's no way out in it. There's honestly like, I don't think anyone like in the world could really be that busy to not give 20 seconds and 2 minutes. And even if you can't give 2 minutes, just cut it down until you get to the time where you can, you know, like 1 minute or 30 seconds or whatever. And this could be especially useful in terms of learning stuff like, you know, over a long period of time, like short tasks, like, okay, maybe you could like brute force them, right? And be like, I don't know, say you want to read a book or something, right? That's fairly short. So you could like be like, okay, well, I'm going to read like 10 pages a day or something, 5 pages a day. That could work. But like, I feel like a lot of people are put off by longer tasks that take a long amount of time. And because they can't keep that concentration and effort up every single day. So like learning a language, for example, right? People can't put in like an hour every day. Like they'll just get burnt out, right? So if you say, okay, I'm going to learn a word or a phrase each day, and break it down into the smallest parts, or I'm going to learn, like, I'm going to listen to 30 seconds of a recording of someone speaking the language every day, then it might help more, because it's a longer task and there's less effort each day. And then maybe you will get to a point where, like, oh, I have so much time now, and, you know, I've progressed far enough that I can put in more time now, and it's easier for me. Because, you know, like, when you start something, right, initially, that's the hardest part, getting into, like, the cadence or the pattern or the rhythm of doing it continually, right? But once you get into that rhythm, you know, and that mindset of like, okay, this is just a general like task for me now. It's like, you know, initially when you, for example, initially when you go gym, right, you're like, okay, Monday, leg day, Thursday, chest, right, Friday, rest, Saturday, whatever, right? But once you've done that so many times, you're just like, you don't think about it. Monday just comes and you're already doing leg day before you. Yeah, it's just a routine at that point. It's like, it's so normal for you. Exactly. And obviously it's the same with bad habits too, innit? When you do them so much, it's just a routine. But in terms of like good habits, it's a good way to get started.
Consistency over intensity.
That's true, 100%. Consistency over intensity.
Even in Islam as well, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Allah favors deeds, small deeds that are done regularly, mm-hmm. rather than one act of like one massive deed, you know.
Because that was an extravagant deed, in it.
Because things you do in the moment aren't really reflective of how you are normally, how you live your life, how you do things. But obviously, patterns, routines, things that you stick to, things that you do consistently reflect how you are, what you do in your daily life, stuff like that. And so,
yeah,
they mean more.
I think like a good analogy of like what Saad said. I actually thought about this like today or yesterday, innit. I recall back to like when I was at university. I used to ride my bike to uni, innit, right? And it wasn't like a long bike ride, but there was this like area that was uphill for a while, innit. Like you have to go uphill for a while, and you know how much
that
kills. Yeah, near my uni, innit. So you know how much that kills your legs, innit. So I remember like in the beginning it was like really difficult to do it, and when I'd get to uni I'd always be sweating and everything, and I need to cool off and take bare time and this and that, innit. And you know, like riding it there, it would take me like an extra 10 minutes to get there, innit. Stuff like that, right? But then as the weeks went by, right, obviously my legs were able to adjust to the pressure of me riding my bike uphills like every day, right? So I felt less pain, I felt like I was using up less energy, and it wasn't like as difficult as it was in the beginning. I wouldn't sweat as much in the beginning, and I think that's a good way to look at it with like, you know, creating a new habit, and like it's hard in the beginning. But then after a while, you know, I think after like 28 days or something, that's how long it takes for your body to register it as like a regular procedure, a regular routine in it. And then it takes like 90 days to break a routine or break 90.
Oh, to break one.
To break one. Like that's what I heard in at least.
2 seconds.
Okay, big man, tough it.
I mean that makes
no. Breaking a habit is much easier than making a habit. But yeah,
I'd
argue it's harder, bro. I'd argue really? It's much harder. Yeah.
Breaking one like, is. It depends. It's like if you're talking about addictions or habits or behavioral habits.
Addictions and habits are the same thing.
Addiction is just
they're not the same thing.
Like addiction is just a more extreme version of a habit, if you get what I mean. That's really what it is.
I mean, yeah, but there's a difference in it, in the intensity. It's like addiction is like, okay, you're used to drinking.
But I'm saying
right?
that it's just a more intense version of a habit.
The intensity is so further ahead that's why it's in its own league, right? It's like drinking, you know, like being an alcoholic is completely different to like drinking, you know, every Saturday. Like it's a habit that you go out and drink every Saturday, or it's a routine for you, but you don't like, or you know, it's a habit that you play games a lot in your free time. Yeah. But addiction would be like playing it 24/7.
Something that you can't live without.
Whereas
a habit is something you develop. I mean, you develop an addiction too, but a habit is like.
No, I feel like. An addiction is a much more intense version in it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, in terms of, like, the parameters around it, it's pretty much, like, it goes by the same principles. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a habit, it starts the same way that a habit would start.
Yeah.
Like, the reason why an addiction exists, or the way it works similar to how a habit would work, innit? So it's a good way to look at it, because then you can understand how to break and build habits.
Just to add to something Muhammad was saying, when you like, when you're like, in terms of physical, sorry, not physical, in terms of like the, you know, the mental, like basically your brain getting used to the routine, right? Like Muhammad said, I think at that point it can even become, it can go to the fact where you're like, okay, basically you just end up spending more time doing it than you would otherwise realize. You're like, you know, maybe reading a book, for example, like, let's go back to that example. You know, you say you read like half a page a day or something, or a page a day. But when you get so used to it, you read like 5 pages or 10 pages, and you're like, oh wow, I've read this much. Maybe, oh, I'll stop now. So it gets to the point where you're just reading more and more, or you're doing more and more, and you don't even realize it. You think the same amount of time's passed, or you know, you're not focusing on the time. Basically, you're not paying attention to like, oh, I'm doing this for 30 seconds. Rather, you're doing it because you're used to it now.
I see that as something more beautiful than a habit, though, Saad. Like, I see it like there's two types, and there's one type which is more like, bro, I'm just gonna force myself to do this, like ride my bike to uni, for example. I'm just gonna force myself through that, innit? But then what you're talking about is something that you actually like grow an interest in something that
that's
you like.
True, yeah.
And then obviously, like, yo, if I'm like you said, reading a book, innit. Bro, if you gave me a book when I was in high school or something, I'd be like, nah, fam. Like, you're like, yo, read.
Bro, even now,
like,
what do you mean?
Read like 5-10 pages.
Yeah.
Read like 5-10 pages a day, innit? I'd be like, yo, no, man, that's a chore. You know, I wouldn't do that. But then now, I'd happily read a book easy because I enjoy reading books. You know, it's like, it's not something that, like, it's not work for me, innit? It's not hard. And then obviously, bro, if you like something, then yeah, it's just going to be a lot easier for
that's,
you.
That's true, yeah.
If you can find, like, that you enjoy something in it. And that's why I recommend, like, with Islam as well. Like, if you're trying to learn, if you want to try and learn the religion in it, you know, like, enjoy learning it. Like, I feel like the people that really, go far in their Islamic education or are able to keep it in more are always those students that are in the classes who are always like inspired by everything that's being said. Like, you know, the ones that are always like, yo, what, that's mad with the Sahabas and this and that.
People
The kids like for now in it. Exactly, like, bro, the kids in the mosque, for example, it's always the kids that are like, wow, Umar radiallahu anha, he was so amazing. Like, you know, the ones that really got inspired by stories are the ones that end up like progressing far into that education there. Rather than, you know, like, the kids are like being forced to go to mosque in it, and then they just don't know anything, and
and then they finish and then they go on about their own way.
Finally, bro.
Obviously, it'll always be the ones that go home and continue or stay behind and ask more questions. You know, the ones that actually have an interest in it, the ones that love it. And, you know, 100%. I think it's Prophet Sallam or someone, don't quote me in this because I remember hearing it. It's like, if you want to know what a person loves, just analyze what they do during the night.
Damn, and I it's true. Sleeping.
Sleeping at night. It's time when you're like completely alone in it, pretty much. You're fully alone.
Yeah.
And you could do whatever you want. You could sleep, you could do extra work, you could, I don't know, whatever, work out, you do whatever. So if you want to see what someone loves or what they're truly interested in, just see what they do during the nights. And it would show. Obviously, I wish I could sleep. But
I don't know about you guys in it, but usually for me, late at night, you know, I just sit there and plan how to make the world a better place. You know,
how's that going?
Yeah, true story.
How's that going?
When I started it, it was going pretty bad, and we didn't have Corona. Now we have Corona, so I feel like we're making progress.
It's always Corona, isn't it?
I feel like we're making progress.
I would have been an Olympic athlete by now, but because of Corona. I couldn't do it. You know what I mean? It's always Corona.
Bro, speaking of Corona, man, this might be a bit like controversial for people, innit? But, you know, obviously, like, Corona's not a good thing. It's a bad thing, right? It's affected a lot of us really badly.
Yeah, of course.
In fact, for me, it's affected me negatively as well, in the sense that, like, For me, I don't have asthma since I was like 14 years old. Like, that was the last time I had asthma, innit? So I had really bad asthma as a kid. Like, as a baby, I had really bad asthma. It was only when I grew up that it kind of went down. And by 14, I pretty much stopped having asthma completely. And I never used an inhaler since then, innit? Right? But then, ever since 2020 came and coronavirus came and stuff like that, I started having asthma again. And I think it was the first time I may have contracted coronavirus, and I wasn't tested positive with it. But my dad was in it like a few weeks back before I got tested.
Yeah.
So I remember that. When it happened, like, bro, I just started having asthma again out of nowhere. And it was like, what the heck? And then, you know, Jacksepticeye. He's like a YouTuber.
Yeah, so, I remember
him. Yeah, yeah. He made a video as well. Like his like final video of 2020 or something, isn't it? And he said the same thing. He said he didn't have asthma since he was 18, but ever since he got coronavirus, his asthma came back.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I was like, oh crap. So it's happening to other people as well. Like, it's not just me like trying to make a conclusion out of something. Like, it's other people. And I think it happened to someone else on the Raw Talk group chat as well. So yeah, it's a bit of a mad one. Yeah. I feel it kind of makes sense how it could work, like coronavirus, you know, ruining your, like, it gives you a fever and stuff in it. You know, ruining your lungs and everything.
I guess that's why they say anyone with underlying health conditions, they'd be most at risk.
But that's the thing, and it's like, obviously, like, for me, the corona's left my system, you could say, like, months back, but I still have, like, this asthma problem I'm dealing with again. And it's annoying because I'm not used to it anymore, innit? So obviously, for people that are listening, and you know what it's like to have asthma, you know that you have to keep like your inhalers with you all the time, innit? And because if you don't, you can have an asthma attack whenever. And I remember me and Tamid were out, innit? You know, I went down to his or something. We were in the car, and bro, I started wheezing, man. And I couldn't even breathe, like, at all. Yeah, and I didn't have my inhaler
all the way
with
to
me.
My house. Just for me to take you home.
Bro, honestly, that was so annoying. And it was like, bro, I was just in the car. My lungs were literally closing up. Yeah. Tavis sat next to me, like, all right, yo, should we go to yours? I'm like, yeah, please, bro, I need my inhaler. Tavis just said, all right, 1 second. Continues texting on his phone, bro. All right, Tom.
Oh, yeah. No. I didn't know how serious
Tavis
it was.
Tavis did not realize, bro. Tavis doesn't cook anything.
When I saw you were, like, best silent, so I was like, okay, this baby is actually serious, let's go.
Bro, it was like, I couldn't complain about it. I couldn't breathe, bro.
1 second, bro. Let me just finish up this game on, like...
Bro, I was just there in my head, like, yo, Tabit, move, fam. Move your ass, yeah.
Let me just be calling TikTok. Yo, I'm with my friend here, bro. He's on asthma
time. Imagine. Speaking of TikTok, I saw this maddest TikTok today, man. I want to make one like it. The guy on the skateboard.
Oh, after school, that was TikTok,
yeah. Oh, no way, bro. I'd delete that so quick, bro, if you guys made that.
You guys got your phones? Just check on your WhatsApp. This TikTok is so cool.
The viewers, the listeners can't see this.
Yeah, they can't.
So, well, let me describe it to them. Let's watch this.
You get it?
Some guy, he jumped on a skateboard. Oh, it's a slow-mo trick. Okay. That's pretty sick, man. What the heck?
That is sick, innit? The camera, everything.
Yeah. That's pretty sick. Anyway,
my phone died.
And the sunset
have music,
and everything.
But going back to the conversation, right? Of the thing, right? A big thing that's popped up, you know, ever since COVID really started, and ever since the vaccine news started coming out, you know, the first vaccine, alhamdulillah. There's been talk, especially within the South Asian community, within the UK, you know, of the vaccine being something bad, right? And there's secret, like, hidden chemicals in it, and, you know, obviously there's the whole microchip business, and, like, you know, this and that. And you know, I think it's just, firstly, I'm just going to say this, like, if anyone listening to us really believes the vaccine is bad, just answer me this question. Obviously you can't talk back to us, but just think about this question, right? Would you rather not take the vaccine and have that regret, or at least the thought at the back of your mind the entire time, that someone near you may have been killed, right, because you refused to take the vaccine? Or would you just say, sack it, take the vaccine, you know, on top of all the evidence proving that it's legit, and not have that person die because of you. Like, because a lot of us, like, still in the South Asian community, a lot of youngsters still live with their parents, right? They're not moved out yet. Or if they have moved out, then they live close enough to their parents, or, you know, they visit their parents often. And just, I would never, bro, I would never be able to take that risk. I would never be, like, you know, thinking for the rest of my life that my parents or my grandma, if they have died of COVID or whoever, may God forbid, you know, if they ever, like, you know, if they died because of that, I'd be thinking back in my mind, like, I could have done that. I could have caught COVID and I could have done that, you know. And it's such a 100%. Big risk, like, you're taking for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, firstly, hang on. Let me just finish this point. Firstly, the microchip business, right?
Right now, you know, Sal's going to go on a rant, bro.
I'm going to go on a quick rant, right?
Jeez, you're so cool. Go on these anti-vaccines, bro. What do you call them?
Anti-vaxxers. I'm just going to go on a two-minute quick rant, right? Okay, first of all, right? Who the heck do people think they are that the government is going to care about some random guy in the middle of, like, Oldham or whatever, right? Word. Or in the middle of Bradford, that's going to be like, oh yeah, the government's going to come after me and they're going to track me everywhere and this and that. I'm like, the government doesn't care about you, bro. You're no one to them.
Firstly, like, honestly, yeah, the government, they got all these brown people taking our jobs and now they're going to give us the run, bro.
It's so silly. And it's the same argument that, you know, with the organ donation thing, right? And the organ donation thing, okay, maybe there's, like, a, you know, a debate there to be had in terms of, like, Islamically right and stuff. But in terms of, like, okay, the microchip business within the vaccine and stuff, I'm like, bro, the government, honestly, like, if they wanted to track you, they would have done it by now already. And they probably have done it by now already to some extent,
and they could without putting microchips.
Listen, do you think we're not getting tracked already, bro? What's
tracked already? Yeah, 100%, bro. If you're brown in this country, there's a chance that you've been monitored already. I'm not even lying.
Bro, there's probably a big, like, profile on all of us here.
Oh, 100%, you know, bro. Like, listen.
FBI is probably our first three listeners, bro, on this podcast.
Okay, basically, right, what I'm trying to say is, there's such a big risk of, like, not taking the vaccine to yourself and to others around you, right? Like, okay, so some people, like, okay, COVID exists, but vaccine isn't the solution. Like, the vaccine is something else, right? The vaccine is made up of this and made up of that, and it's got such and such chemicals in it. It's got, like, I don't know, pork fat in it or something. I don't know, some random chemicals or whatever, right? And it's this and that. And I'm like, bro, okay, what other solution is there? You just, like, tank it out? You can't just tank out COVID. It doesn't work like that, right? Like, even young people are dying because of COVID. Like, you're taking a massive risk to your own health and to your own life. And
I go gym every day, innit? Bro, I do deadlift and that, bro.
I've never been ill before, bro.
I've never been ill.
Never caught a cold, man.
I don't get this mindset. And the thing is, right? If you look at the way it affects your body, you realize this isn't a joke. It kills your body, bro. It destroys your body. Absolutely destroys it. Like, if you've seen CT scans of this stuff, like, my dad's a radiologist, you would know. If you've seen scans of this stuff, right? You know it absolutely destroys your body. Like, when people say they're breathless, they're not just saying, like, they're out of breath after running a mile or something, right? It's not like that feeling. Mm. It's literally the feeling about your lungs are going to die if you don't do something. And that's why they put you on a ventilator instantly, right? And they do other stuff as well. They, like, stick tubes down your throat and, like, all the way around your body. And you literally can't do anything. You can't move a muscle. And it will take you weeks to recover, most likely, right?
Bro,
if you're maybe healthy, it will take you.
I'm done.
It's fine. Jeez, what was
going on?
I'm gonna go on forever if I keep going. So,
nah, appreciate it, bro. I mean, a lot of people, they'll see it. They're like, coronavirus. It doesn't have the highest, like, chance that it can kill you. For example, for it to be lethal. Yeah. But then people don't realize for the rest of us who don't have, like, you know, who's over 60 years of age and etc. Right. Mm-hmm. It might not kill us, fair enough. It might not kill us. Mm-hmm. But do you understand how painful it is to have?
100%.
Like, people think it's like having a normal cold, innit? Like, yo, I had a cold before, it's fine, bro. Like, oh, come on, don't lie, bro. Nah. You were crying when you had your last cold, bro.
Yeah.
But people say that, but nah, you're continuously coughing, like, continuously coughing, which in itself hurts a lot, right?
Because your throat gets bleeding, all coarse,
you're doing
and dry.
This, you're doing that.
Yeah,
exactly. Like it's not a pleasant thing to go through. 100%, bro. But you know what you said really reminded me. Oh, wait, go on, Tom.
The testing went through. Just because it was done quickly doesn't mean it's any less relevant, any less better than any other vaccine.
Yeah.
It was done quickly because it literally put the entire world on lockdown. Yeah. And the entire world got people, together. Yeah. The entire world got together to try and find the vaccine. That's the only reason it was done quickly.
Yeah.
The testing was still the same. The rigorous testing. The checks were still the same. Everything was done, but like pretty much the same as any other vaccine. And the most money was ever pumped into it than any other vaccine. So like. Yeah.
What's interesting is, I can't remember what the question is, innit? Mm. But someone recently, maybe a week ago or something, we were on a phone call and he asked me, innit, about like coronavirus and stuff and what I thought of it. Like, what I've been thinking about how people are reacting to coronavirus now, innit? Like, has it changed people and everything? And, bro, I'll be honest with you, I don't think this pandemic from now since last year, right? I don't think it's changed anyone, bro. All I think has done was sort of expose people's true nature a bit more than before. That's it. Like, you know, the vaccines and everything. Bro, that just exposes people's privilege, bro. That's it.
That's true.
Bro, you know people when they're like, yo, I don't want to wear a face mask, innit, when I'm outside. Mm-hmm. But all that does is so privilege, bro. That's all it is. You know, at first it was COVID and now it's more over. That's all it is.
Bro,
you
honestly,
know, the nature of people is still the same.
100%, like, Mufti Menk did a video on this recently, and he was talking about, well, first of all, he talked about, like, you know, the hadith that Allah doesn't send down, the hadith that, you know, someone came up to the Prophet and said, shall we seek treatment or whatever, and then the hadith continues to the part everyone really knows, which is the, you know, he said, yeah, Allah doesn't send down a disease, except that he also sends its cure, right? And you know, the vaccine is that cure, and you could argue maybe there's another cure, but it's not come yet. But that's a whole different debate, right? For now, there isn't. And if you really want to take that risk waiting for that cure, then sure, go ahead by all means, right? You risk your own life as well as the loved ones around you. But he was talking about how like people in Africa and people are, you know, in these poor countries are literally like fighting, it's trying to survive just for like one tablet, bro. Like, you know how like we're talking about vaccine, they probably don't have medicines that we've had for like 5-10 years, right? They probably still don't even have.
Well,
that.
That's crazy, man.
And they're fighting over that, and they're struggling just for that, right? And I don't even know if they can barely get paracetamol into the country. Like, I assume they can,
bro,
but who knows, really,
sad,
right?
Sad. That's exactly what I mean, bro. But yeah, it just exposes our nature, man.
100%.
You know, like the whole vaccine thing, bro. The argument of whether the vaccine is safe or not, that's not the problem with these lot. Right, they don't care about other people, bro.
Yeah.
If they did care about other people, then we wouldn't need to be making those arguments in the first place, innit? You know, like when you said that, okay, let's say I don't take a vaccine, innit, bro, that means my family's at a higher risk. You know, the reason why I take a vaccine is so that it helps the whole country. But we as people don't care about the whole country. I just care about me. You get me?
That's true.
You know, and it just exposes that. It exposes that, you know, the society, a society that's been built upon, you know, independence and being built
and
upon
me, and
you know, the dog wars and you know, just fighting over each other, you know.
I think
and
another,
that's what
okay.
it's resulted in now.
Sorry, what are you saying?
I was saying that's what it resulted in now, innit? Like, it's not a surprise, bro. You know, people saying they don't want to wear a mask. People saying that, yo, I don't care about this, man, but I'm not going to have a vaccine. You know, all of this, like, not caring about people. Bro, it's easy to go on Instagram and be like, yo, you know, have a little nice little post about what's happening in Yemen. Bro, it's easy to do that, innit?
Yeah.
Everyone does that. Bro, you know, when the trends come, like, make your profile picture red, green, blue, whatever color you want, innit? You know, it's easy. People do it, innit? But do people actually care about other people? That they'll actually go out their way to take a vaccine, for example. You see that, like, this situation, all it does is it just exposes what people actually think and feel. 100%.
I think another issue, right, so there's an argument that's being made sometimes. It's like, you know, there's this antitrust of the government, right? And it's like, well, it's like, I do care about other people. That's why I don't want, like, people to take this vaccine, right? Because it might do something damaging to them, or it might have dangerous side effects that we know about later, or such and such, right? And on top of this, you know,
Dr. Sarah,
like
with your medical degree, like, I'm sure you're right with that.
Like, where'd Sarah come from?
All the Sarahs are offended right now. Any Sarah listening to us, we do not condone anything Muhammad's saying. But yeah, like,
we love all our Sarahs, bro. Don't worry.
this antitrust has gone to such a level where they're trying. I don't know if it's their intention or not, but they're trying to frame it in a good way. Like, you know, like, I don't want something bad happening to other people. I don't want them to take this chemical that might be affecting their body or whatever, so on and so forth. What I have to say to them is, right, forget everything, bro. Like, forget, wipe the entire state clean. Forget, you know, sometimes it's not antitrust of the government, but they don't trust doctors or scholars or whoever, right?
Where do they think they're getting the paracetamol from in the first place?
Bro, honestly,
where
I don't know.
Where do they think they're getting their inhalers, any other medication they have?
It, like, if you've been buying paracetamol off your local pharmacy for so many years, then, or your local supermarket,
hate
or whoever.
Hate to admit it, man, that's coming through the government.
Like, yeah, it's like, bro, I don't know what you're really talking about. Anyway, right, let's say they have a valid argument there, right? Let's take that into consideration. And let's make that assumption, right? Now, forget all of that, okay? And let's say there is some bias to the government and some bias to, like, maybe there is an agenda, maybe there's that. Just go to the people around you. Like, a lot of people, especially in the South Asian community, a lot of them will have family that work as doctors, right? And if you can't trust them, then honestly, I don't know who you can trust, right? If they're saying to you that the vaccine is legit, right? You should take the vaccine. There's nothing wrong with it. There's been research done on it and this and that. Just do it. Like, I don't see any other reason why you wouldn't. Like, it's like people are going out of their way to make excuses for this thing when they've not made excuses for anything else prior to this, right? Like, there's so many other ways that the government could have got you by now, and they probably have got you by now, right? The fact that you have to make an ID card or a driving license or such and such means that they already own your entire life, bro. Yeah, they have databases on this stuff.
Jeez, I went down 0-100 real quick.
Bro, I'm not even chatting. Like, listen, I've
done... No, 100%, 100%.
Bro, forget the government. It's so easy for someone to go... If you go to a Starbucks, like, I'm not even lying. If you go to a Starbucks, connect to their Wi-Fi, it's really, really, really easy, right? For someone to pull out their laptop, attach a wireless network card or like a Wi-Fi dongle thing, right, and see all your personal information. It's not that hard, honestly, right? So the government isn't like, if normal people can like track you, the government is already tracking you. They tracked you a while ago. They tracked you as soon as you were born in this country, right? So that's not the issue. Yeah. Like, you trust the people around you. If you really can't trust anyone else, if you're really going that far, right, with this situation, trust the people around you. Trust the people you know, you love, and you know that will give you a good information and a siha, which is sincere advice, right? And just go with that. The scholar point, I'll just say this briefly. The scholar point, right? Allah tells us in the Quran to take from people of knowledge if we don't know, right? And even sends out a warning to the believers, and he says, "Lima taquluna ma la ta'lamun?" Why do you say that which you do not know, right? So he's sending us a warning, and he's also telling us to take. Obviously not in the same ayah, I don't think, or the same surah maybe even, but in places there's a verse in the Quran, I can't remember the exact location, but it's something to along the lines of, you know, take from people knowledge if you do not know, right? And therefore, if you're putting off these scholars as like, nah, they have some agenda, that, then you're really not living by the guidelines that firstly that Allah commanded you to live by, and secondly, it's sad to see this point where it's just come to, you know, this massive antitrust of everything, not just the government but just everything in general. And I don't know how you're living your life, honestly, right? I can get it to certain extents. I can get it, like, in terms of privacy, for example, right? Online privacy, you want to be a bit careful with the websites you're visiting, you want to make sure they're not tracking you. There's ways around that, you know, you can go about that. But yeah, in terms of a life and death, literal a life and death situation like this, I think there comes a point where you just have to be like, I need to trust someone. And, you know, if you don't trust anyone else, then at least just trust the loved ones around you, is what I'm saying.
Bro, is that this in it? I completely agree with Saad in terms of trusting people in it. I think with coronavirus, literally, I'd say most of the people that are like on the anti-vaccine side of things, mm-hmm. they're just on the bandwagon, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if it wasn't the case that you had those few people who just want to rebel against everything in it, mm-hmm. if they didn't bring an issue to vaccines, none of these people would have been on it, mm-hmm. you know? Because, again, if that was the case, then why do they not have any other issue with any other piece of medication from any other pharmacy out there,
pharmacy,
bro? From any pharmacy, bro. You know, it's only the vaccine for some reason, bro. I mean, obviously, we know by definition what a vaccine is. It's going to be a virus that they put inside you, but in order for it to prevent and stuff, innit? Mm. And it's annoying to see that, you know, like I said before, innit, like freaking Karen or whatever, yeah, who doesn't have any medical license, is just coming up here on a Facebook account and talking about how, yo, this vaccine is dangerous. How do you know it's dangerous? Yep. Who are you, fam? You know? Yep.
It's true what you said. Obviously, find someone to trust, find someone to take knowledge from it and take what good they have. In the end, obviously, your teacher's word is never absolute. It's up to you to find the truth and, you know, find, follow
unless your teacher is me.
Yeah, chill out. This is why you don't follow him. But yeah, like obviously,
yeah, I wouldn't even follow
you respect
me,
your teachers. You take knowledge from them, you take advice from them, you take everything, you learn a lot from them. But in the end, it's up to you. Because you're responsible for yourself, right? So you have to check everything that you follow and check every what you follow is what you actually believe in.
But yeah, you're right. Like, it's like with anything, there's a risk to it, right? But ultimately, you know, the benefit way outweighs the risk, like completely, right? And just to go off what you were talking about, there comes a point where you have to be like, you know, you're not going to go to your doctor. He gives you a prescription. You're like, what's your basis for this prescription, you know? And you're gonna start interrogating him, like, okay, what's actually in the medicine, and like, you know, what, where did this chemical, where did it source from? And you're like, right, well, I don't believe what you said. I'm gonna go to a lab myself and do it myself. Yeah, I'm gonna go get a degree in medicine, then I'm gonna follow up with a degree in master's in like pharmacy or whatever.
Yeah, let me just come back to you in 10 years.
Let me come back to you in 10 years, and like, after done a PhD and etc. and done like multiple papers and multiple research on this topic. And then I'll go to a lab, do my own tests with my own money and my own, you know, whatever, materials, and then see if the result matches up to yours. It's like, how far are you really going to take this? Like, there has to be a point where you just say, I'll just shut up and let the medicine do its work and let the doctors do the talking.
100%, man, 100%. And now it's just going to that weird stage, innit, where, you know, the vaccine's there, innit, and it's something that I can't just take by myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't remember how much of the population, I think it was at least 40% or something like that, needs to be taking the vaccine for it to actually be effective in it, in the country. Because obviously, if only a few people take it, then it's not going to do anything. You know, because you can still catch it.
I mean, you'll stop spreading it, but other people will still be spreading it, so.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The whole point is you need at least half the people to not be spreading it.
Yeah.
You know? But people don't want it. And, you know, going back to the conversation of sort of privacy, right? Mm-hmm. And like data protection and all of this, right? Obviously, people think like, yo, they're going to put these biochips inside us. That's going to be tracking us all the time. Like, firstly, you have your mobile phone. They'd be tracking you on that since day, bro. Like, come on. Don't I like, you know, keep your mobile phone on you every single day? Like, I don't know. Like, do you guys ever leave the house without your phone?
No. When I broke it,
like, do you guys see? When you broke it, Ham is an exception, leave him in it, but you know, for the rest of us humans, in it, like, bro, when we leave the house, we don't leave with our phones in it, you know. We're gonna have that protection, that sort of tracking there anyway. And then, well, basically, okay, the government, right, they have data on us, right, they have information, and it kind of brings about the argument of, okay, how far can the government go in order of the protection of the state? So obviously, like, for me, if I make a rule or regulation in a country, right, I need to say, okay, I'm doing this in order to protect the country, right? That's the reason behind it, innit? So how far can you actually go in order to protect the country? Because the reason why we say we're talking about privacy and having people's data is, quote unquote, to protect them, right? And with that question of how far can you actually go with that, you know, how far can you go with implementing a policy or pursuing a certain action for the sake of protecting people, how far would you go? I'd say, you know, the whole idea of privacy, is it even that bad in the first place? Like, you know, the government having information on you, is it really that terrible of a thing? You know, like, for example, for me personally, I'd say, like, let's say I'm going online and stuff, in it, Or like, you know, people say that they're not using WhatsApp anymore in it because like someone, like they're not using WhatsApp because the government is looking at your WhatsApp or whatever in it. Firstly, bro, if you ever believe the government hasn't been looking at your WhatsApp, then you're freaking, I don't know what you're on, okay?
I mean, they have a lot more information about you already that your WhatsApp messages will tell. Like, they don't need your WhatsApp messages to know stuff about you.
Exactly. And then, yeah, so with WhatsApp in it, I know bare people, yeah, they're like, I'm not using WhatsApp anymore, you know? And it's just like, bro, like...
I mean, what you've described, bro, is the entire... it's called the private... I'm pretty sure it's called the privacy versus security debate, right? And one big change in it was...
Wait, sorry. Before you go on to that, what I was going to say, and you got a lot of people, they don't want to go on WhatsApp anymore, and it's like, bro, what are you hiding? What are you hiding on WhatsApp? Like, I feel like, bro, not unless me, Tamid, and Saad are conspiring to blow someplace up,
or to fight against the government.
I know, like, you know, plot something, bro, to freaking recruit people into some weird-ass organization. Like, we're not doing any of that, so why do we have anything to worry about or be annoyed about, you know? Like, bar none, yesterday you have some sort of weird, like, fetish you look at or whatever, and it's something you don't want other people to see in it. But then, like, let's say some random CIA agent is looking at it, why would I care about that guy looking at it? You get me? You know, unless he's gonna, like, unless there's something illegal and he can do something about it. And in that sense... You know, going to the security and the... What was the other thing, Todd?
Privacy. Security, yeah.
Yeah, going to that debate. In that case, bro, a lot of crimes nowadays can be... You could say are facilitated through online as well.
Yeah.
So, like, paedophilia and stuff like that, innit? It's usually, like, you know, there's so many cases, like, you find a paedophile online who pretends to be another kid or whatever, and then they lure kids out or whatever, innit? They use Tinder now. Tinder is a new sweets. You get me? Right? So you got all of these sort of cases that are happening. Bro, with the government having control of data and where people are, doesn't it make things so much easier for them to be able to incriminate?
And this is exactly the debate. And the debate this one of the major events, I'd say, in this debate was the 2016 case, I think, with Apple versus FBI. Do you guys remember the case where the FBI was like, Apple, let us have a backdoor, essentially an entrance into every single iPhone, so that's easier to remove the encryption, right? If there's encryption used on the phone, then it's very hard to get out to the data because obviously it's encrypted. So FBI was basically saying, Apple, give us a backdoor into all the devices so that we can, you know, we can easily decrypt stuff. And Apple was like, no, we value our customers' privacy, right? And the fact of the matter is, a lot of, like, you know, you could say, like, far right radicals, terrorists, etc., use these type of devices, that, you know, iPhones, and they have strong security mechanisms. So obviously,
it's respect the terrorists.
it's not like Apple was saying that we're defending terrorists, but that either they were, you know, they were concerned about their old company's reputation and the fact that their customers might hate them.
They're
if they
only
did
concerned
so.
About themselves.
Yeah, exactly. It's they might actually be generally concerned about privacy. But either way, like, you could go either side of the coin and say, no, look, we want our privacy to be, you know, not affiliated with the government, because the government especially can do anything without, you know, they can portray us in any way they want, right? And people are scared of that, and that's a valid concern, right?
And definitely.
The other side of the coin was, no, look, the government needs access to these devices because, like Mohammed said, you know, it can make them easier, it can facilitate that into the analyzing process and the evidence collection process, and it's easier to present the data, right? And it takes less time to do these tasks overall.
It's easier to catch criminals.
But what I'll say, just to kind of, because this debate goes either way for a very long time, and in fact I think this case is still ongoing right now, even though it's been a couple of years at this point, I'm pretty sure it's still ongoing. And you know, all I'll say is this: I'm gonna stick with Muhammad's point. If you don't have anything to hide, you really shouldn't be worried about the government, right? And I would say it's more important for you to hide stuff from other people and private companies such as Facebook, such as you know, Instagram, WhatsApp, or basically Facebook, because Facebook holds all three, and Twitter, and these online private companies, and these big companies, like Google as well, and Apple, it's probably more important to hide it from them than the government. Because honestly, I think it's got to a point now, or it will do, and I think you know, the online banning of Trump, even though I'm glad Trump has gone off all media platforms, it kind of does show that the you know, social media has this power, and these platforms have this power to just shut down anyone that they want to shut down, really, right?
Hashtag cancel culture.
Cancel culture, yeah, exactly. And they, you can get anyone off the platform just by making a big fuss about it, and then Twitter will eventually be like, right, you're suspended, right? So, or you're blocked, or you're banned. So I think you should be more concerned about the private about private companies having access to data than government having access to data. I think if you want to really go after privacy, right, use a VPN, use these tools, these other tools, like private browsers like Brave, that block tracking and ads, right, and this cookie stuff and all this type of stuff. Go after that, right, instead of being so anti-government. Unless, obviously, like, you're doing something really illegal, which you shouldn't be, of course. But you should be anti-private company, because honestly, I think at this point they probably have more power than the government do in some cases. And if I'd be highly surprised if they didn't have power in most cases by the next 5 to 10 years.
No, 100%, bro. I think it's already the case.
Yeah.
You know, people think that, bro, obviously there are people with heaps of money behind the government easily. That control of government, bro. That's just how the world works, bro. You know, it's just more covert in our countries, isn't it, compared to like, you know, back home and stuff.
Yeah.
But yo, like, it got like, you need to ask yourself this question, innit? And this is for everyone listening to this as well. Like, for me personally, if I was running a country, bro, and I had the option of, okay, let's say I can have data on every single person, what they're doing, all their activity online, everything, yeah, 100%, yeah, in order for me to be able to protect people, you know, protect kids from online predators, you know, protect people from whatever online crap is going on in it, you know, whatever crime or whatever, yeah, if I can do that at the expense of people's privacy, I'd do it, bro, I'd do it. It's not like I'm making a public knowledge for everyone what Saad was watching last night on YouTube. Like, you know, I'm not making a public knowledge, but it's something that I, as the government, as the official caretaker of the country, I should be able to have that information and be able to utilize it to prevent, you know, whatever problems can come across in it. And at that point, really, like, can I really sit here and complain about how this random CIA agent is gonna know about what dodgy thing I may, or embarrassing thing I may be looking at online last night, if I'm at the suspense of someone's life being saved because the government knew about the data of the person that was, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Expense. Did you say suspense?
No, expense.
Okay, expense. I thought you said suspense for a second. I was sorry, my bad. I couldn't get
suspense, bro. Yeah, that's it, really.
Okay.
What was I saying? Sorry, that was the last thing. At the expense of...
At the expense of someone's life being saved or something along those lines.
See, I said suspense that time, bro.
at the expense of someone's life, like, being endangered or something like that.
At the suspense! at the expense of... Yeah, exactly, at the expense of someone else's life. Like, is it really that deep? You have to really weigh the pros and cons behind that, innit? You know, and it just goes back to that, yo, if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't have an issue. Now, Saad did say that it is very easy for, let's say, a company or whatever to make you look bad, you know. We obviously know, like, character assassination and all these sort of tactics have been used since day, you know, with politicians, with public figures, etc., and it's normal. The thing is with this, like, my argument, and people say, like, yo, make sure your Instagram is good and stuff like that, because companies look at it before you get your job in it. Yeah. What I'd say to all of that, and the idea of, okay, yeah, people can utilize your information in a bad way, well, only thing I can say is use common sense in it. Use your brain. Don't post something that's weirdly controversial. Yep. You know, like I know, like there's this one guy from college in here, Pakistani guy. He took a picture of himself like with guns and stuff in Pakistan. Obviously, people are gonna like be a bit sus about it. Like it's kind of like, come on, bro. You know, you're not making it any easier for yourself, innit? Like just be a bit sensible. Just be sensible with your social media. That's it. You know, keep a second eye out. You should do that anyway, like regardless of anything else. You know. But yeah, that's all I have to say with that. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, Found It Beneficial. Just a little conclusion. Today's episode, we spoke about anti-vaccination. Anti-vaxxers? Anti-vaxxers, the vaccine, stuff like this. Should you take it? Should you not take it? We spoke about... why are you laughing?
Nothing.
Alright, calm, bro. Thank you for interrupting conclusion, Ahmed.
I didn't interrupt.
With your freaking sniffling, bro.
I've got COVID.
Sure, bro.
Cough, cough.
But yeah, anyways, you know, we spoke about that. We spoke about privacy and the government. I hope you guys found today's episode beneficial. We haven't been on for a minute because of exams and stuff, but we're here. And inshallah, I hope you guys continue to stay tuned to our weekly episodes. It's a bi-weekly now, isn't it? But yeah, with that said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Take care and stay safe.
Assalamu alaikum.